This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
We are blessed this morning.
I can't believe it. Beside myself.
This lady has sold over 2.28 million records. She's done 16 top 30 hits. She's got, you know, you really made it when you've got your own scent.
Yeah,
don't you?
Absolutely. Although I'm not sure that could go horribly wrong. I think I've got my own scent, and I haven't made it like this lady, Jessica Melbourne. Hello. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. All those things that you're reading out, I'm just trying to, just adjust to them.
It doesn't feel like that at all.
It's amazing because it's been
10 years since you first graced us with your presence. I mean, 2006 it was,
yeah,
wasn't
06,
it?
2006 was Aussie Idol.
That must seem like a million years ago.
It feels like it was just around the corner, which is so scary. But, now on my fourth studio album, currently working on that and, making a fragrance.
I've made it already.
Be Beautiful, yeah?
Be Beautiful, it's called. And basically kind of sits in the floral, citrusy category.
Yeah, which is obviously
on the
your
wheel.
Favourite.
Yeah, yeah. I love something that's quite light but still has kind of depth. So we've added a bit
of
powder
musk.
You
weren't in there doing chemistry and stuff and whacking it together.
Apparently I'm very good at it. I'm a very good smeller.
You're a good smeller.
Or noses, whatever. Yeah, they call them noses. It was amazing. In fact, it wasn't like going into a lab at all, wearing a lab coat or wearing lab goggle glasses. Yeah. It was purely, I did it straight from home. Yeah. Pretty much did my research and worked with Fragrance of the World, with the leading company in the world. So it was really amazing. I had firsthand, straight up solidly worked after working on the record. Had some time off and spent about a year and a half.
Do you actually get time off?
I was just thinking about that. I was kind of back and forth working on the record in the UK, in here in Australia, and then I found some time throughout the year just to be able to make some sessions and work with Brand Point and Fragrance of the World. But
awesome.
I've been saying for some time on this show, we've done the show for 4 years, I've been saying, Jessica Melbourne, you watch, she's taking over the world like Beyonce, and now you've got perfume just like Beyonce.
It's pretty insane. Like, I was sitting there the other day just thinking, wow, I pretty much created a fragrance of my own, something that I've always wanted to do.
And you're pinching yourself
in the back of my mind. Yeah, it's surreal. I actually got the product last week, the packaging, everything from designing the bottle, the package, to the colour of the bottle.
Wow.
I wanted it to really reflect and identify where I've come from. Yep. So that, you know, that tropical feel, you know, that Darwin feel, really salt water, fresh water, watching the monsoon roll in and out. And
I feel
you can
like
smell that
it.
Rain before it hits.
I want it.
Yeah, you
so
need
it's
it.
That. It's very summery.
And it's due out now, isn't it?
All October 30th. Right. October 30th when it goes into stores. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Now, Jess, you were very busy on the weekend.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
Yes,
it's not the first time for anyone listening, NRL Grand Final, Australian Anthem. It's not the first time you've done that.
Not the first time I've sung the National Anthem. I've done it quite a few times. But you know what? It's the most hardest song I've ever had to sing or come across.
Pressure must be extraordinary.
I guess, you know, having something that's so... I mean, it's a melodically, it's amazing, but it's not... In a song, like how I would write, emotionally and physically, it's so straight. So, you know, you can get it wrong. It's one of those songs that you have to really think about.
Kate Sobrano did it down here, and she mucked up a couple of the words, which is, look, it's such pressure.
It's huge, knowing
Kate, we've had her on the show before, and knowing her success in history and whatever, she would have been mortified. With
that.
Like it's such a,
and I think everyone's pretty critical because not many of us would not mess up the words.
Yeah.
And did they ever ask you to do the second verse?
Never. I have never, probably ever once in my life, and I think it was doing one of the Melbourne race races, and yeah, I did the second verse. Beneath our radiant Southern Cross, we'll shine with hearts and hands. Yeah, it's a great, awesome. It's
But the rest of the crowd just stands there and goes, "What is that?
Yeah, what is it? What is she singing?"
We were going to ask you verse. This morning if you ever break out into little, you know, when people ask you questions, you just do the answer in song.
I always, there's something about it.
Like
there's
a little Mariah Carey.
Yeah,
thing.
Like a little hello, oh, goodbye. It's so much fun, you know.
I love it. Now, look, last year, was it early this year? You appeared on Ellen as well.
Yes, it was.
That must have been...
Yeah, it was incredible. She, obviously, she was coming to Australia, so she was broadcasting two of her shows, believe, one in Sydney and one in Melbourne. And she had watched the Sapphires on the way over.
That's right, yeah.
So that's kind of what I guess, got me involved. And she really loved it, enjoyed it, and, you know, wanted to... Have some fun on her show. Yeah.
Backstage as you were going out, did you think to yourself, wow, my godfather, how did I get on?
Absolutely. It's ridiculous. It's, you know, for, you know, such a powerful woman in the world, you know, it was something that felt, it was a pinch me moment. And, wow, you know, knowing that she had words, really, really kind words about the film and that she really enjoyed and coming to Australia to do a show. So, and then having me be a part of, out of all people.
It's incredible. Yeah.
The Sapphires was popular for many people, not only Ellen, but our mother wanted me to tell you today. She said, oh,
hey, Mum,
I love her. She's such a lovely young lady.
Yeah, no.
So that's
thank
my
you.
Mum.
Well, thanks to your
celebrating
mother.
Celebrating your success.
Just now, will you hang around? We're just going to go to a quick song and we'll come back with, we're going to talk a bit about your new song and some new ventures as well.
Thank you.
Amazing. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning. We're with Jess Melboy. And I tell you what, the year for you, obviously leading up to Christmas, is pretty big because you've got the new track out, which This Ain't Love.
Yeah, This Ain't Love.
Now, the new album. What's the new album called?
I haven't decided on a name or a title for the record.
Why don't you go
record?
Be beautiful with the fragrance? It all ties in together, like cross-pollinates.
My third studio album is called Beautiful.
All right,
so,
all right.
And that's where the fragrance really ties
this
in.
This is Be Beautiful.
But, yeah, exactly. It's, it's a continuation
it's a
of the... Yeah, right. No, it's... It's not entirely a completely different album, but it's a new sound. It's
like
fresh.
Like you've got a lot of drum and bass.
Exactly. I wanted to, writing This Ain't Love, obviously celebrating love in so many ways. I guess in terms of this kind of love was not the right kind of love that these two people were looking for and eventually realised that. You know, I've gone on their separate ways to again find love again. Yeah. And, so it was amazing writing with Carl Ryden and David Sneddon, who's, you know, they've worked with everyone in the music business.
Everybody.
Yeah, literally. We had one day, and I had one day with David Sneddon, and basically I came through the session feeling really confident and I guess with my love of the 90s, I love that whole LaBouche, you know, sweet dreams of rhythm and dancing, sweet dreams of passion through the night, all that kind of...
That's going on our promo book.
Yeah, it's such a great song, like Rue McCoy, run away,
and that's what it sounds like.
It's like drum and bass, that whole rhythm that's really driving the whole song, and then you have beautiful, simple melodies, and then you have on top of that are just massive vocals.
Yeah, and I love the fact that this is, you know, that every producer under the sun is going to remix this one. It'll be clubs all
exactly.
over the place,
so I'm looking forward to, you know, hearing different, I guess, versions, up versions, maybe even slowed down versions of this of This Ain't Love. And it's just exciting. It's just a new, fresh sound. And, you know, for all the followers that have been following me from the very beginning, you know, just hope I take them on this next level. Yeah.
You look amazing in the video.
Thank
too.
You.
Five different dresses for people to choose from.
Yeah.
Leo and I actually had an argument over which one was our favourite before while we were watching it.
Right. So the blue dress one is my favourite. Yeah, there's something about her. She's quite, she's very mysterious, but she feels solid. Like she knows who she is.
Can I ask a question too? Because you were on X Factor last week, right? And you did the new track. How the hell do you... you've got lots of Tina Turner in you.
Oh,
yes,
I love
do.
Tina.
It
I must
amazing.
Say, a lot of people kind of identify, I guess, the rhythm and the vocals to Beyonce. But I must take it back to Tina. Tina Turner.
How do you dance in the heels?
Dion, like, seriously. You know, yeah,
that's a major effort.
It's one of those where the rhythm really takes me.
I can't dance
really
in the thongs that I've got on at the moment, let alone those.
Just takes you. I'm sure, like, when you hear one of your favourite songs, you just go there.
Yeah.
So,
it's good.
And that's what, you know, my music does for me. So.
Apart from all that, you are so busy, you still got time to support the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, which is obviously pretty special to you.
Yeah, well, I've come on board, I guess, the back end of it and want to be a part of, I guess, the foundation for a long time. You know, I really believe in what they're doing. And
They provide books
to communities, communities, regional areas out in throughout Australia, and they recently did one with the Tiwi Island, one of the schools out there, and they pretty much the kids illustrated and had written their own book, bilingual, so both in English and both in their language. So.
And which is so good because it's saying, like, you know, what we were reading, 36% of the population in those areas don't have access to a library.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, so you know, the whole book swapping, you know, it means so much to these kids.
And as a non-for-profit, it's really important to, you know, align themselves with someone like yourself.
Yeah, well, I feel really proud. I feel extremely proud to be a role model of such a fantastic foundation and one that's so solid. And, we just need to, you know, reach out there into the communities and make people...
You've done so much for your community, too.
I love it.
I remember seeing Alan and you were talking a lot about it, too.
Yeah, you know, music has been able to, you know, really identify myself and get out there and reflect on, you know, our community and what it's doing and you know, to be updated what's going on. So, you know, this is really important and I love being amongst it. Yeah.
Oh, I just have to give you credit because, you know, in that first period of time after Australian Idol leading into, you know, obviously before the big hits started to come.
Yes.
There was a lot of nightclub gigs.
There was a lot of touring around and you know.
And a lot of, like, you know, and people underestimate too and fail to remember that some of the, like, bashing away, they go, oh, Jess is an overnight success. No, you were working your ass off.
No, I was doing the underground world and, you know, I'd be, you know, 2-3 o'clock in the morning doing a gig and so much fun. But then the next day doing promo talking and then singing on top of that again.
We actually had you around a party in Sydney called Harbour Party.
Insane. So I think that day
we said from that moment, if she's conquered the gay, she'll conquer the world. Next.
You know what? And for me, that's success for me. I support the gay community 100%. And to be recognized in that community is so huge for me. I fully support
Joy loves you. We
love you guys. Thank you so much for the love.
Irreplaceable.
I've
said it wrong, isn't it? What was the song?
That's Beyonce.
That's Beyonce. Inescapable.
Inescapable. I'm inescapable. Like a song in your head. Unshakable. Try to fight, but you'll be incapable. You won't get rid of me. Rid of me,
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
And that was our theme song.
That's way better than Beyonce's other one that I sent.
I love that song.
Thank you so much for your time, because we know you're really busy. Continued success. The new song is amazing. We're going to play that right now. But everything you do, and we wish you so much luck and success, because you are amazing.
Absolutely.
You're an Australian icon.
Wow. And, that's such a massive compliment.
And the new fragrance, which... I know that she's going to be hovering around for one.
We're going to have to send you guys a bag, absolutely, just to check it out.
I could maybe get you some Haviana thongs.
I love wearing Haviana thongs, absolutely.
Well,
we need a break.
Thank you so much. Here is the new song, guys. Check it out.
So
make sure you download it, because it is going mental at the moment. I think it's number 8 on the chart, which is great.
Let's
help her push it to number 1 after this interview, all right?
Thank you.
You're on Murphy's Law and Jess Melboy. This ain't love.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.